Parshas Noach, we have the Gevalt lesson. The lesson of Parshas Noach, of the ganze Holoch Yeilech, from the beginning, with Noach's Mitzvah to build the ark, Tevas Noach, till the end, when he goes into the Teva, is saved, and starts a new world. And the Maisa, the Parsha, Noach's finale, Rabbi Yisai, the end, very interesting Parsha that everybody talks about, obviously the Mabul, the cause of the Mabul, we'll get to that hopefully also. But there's a Parsha at the end of the Parsha, in the Inyan of Noach, Rabbi Yisai, which sort of limud gadol. Vayochel Noach Isho Adomo Vayita Korek. The parasha says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof, Noach is Vayochel. He starts the new world. He makes a cave, Yita Korek, and he plants a vine, a vineyard. Vayesh Menayan Vayishkor. He drinks from the wine, gets drunk. Vayiska Vasech Olo. He becomes revealed in his tent. And Chom, his Helika, Chom, Avi Kenan, his son Chom, does an atrocity to his father. Either way, you learn Pshat. The Kol HaDeis, there was an atrocity. Shala, how bad it was. But either he lived with him or he castrated him. Shem Yirachet. What?
Why
who says the tongue? No, I'm saying Ki'ilu, but it's a kesdah. Chom Nebuch.
Erase that.
Anyway.
I didn't write that part.
Anyway, so Chazal tell us that it's a terrible ma'isa. So first of all, it's a pella de gezach, Rabbi Yisrael. This is how Noach's life ends, Kemat. I'm saying, after that, we don't hear too much about Noach. So that was the last story that Noach leaves this world. The great Tzaddik Tomim starts off the Pasha with Tzaddik Tomim, and he ends the Pasha Nebuch, disgraced in his tent by his son. Okay, his other sons covered him over, so the beggar shall tzitzis. But we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, Alma nase dova kazeh, lo lechinom. So what's the bikoires? First of all, what was the svara of his b'noi ha-katon? So to Rashi, pelo de gezach, umar rochom shesor omer lehem elechov, odom rishu shnei bonim hayu, v'horek zeh zeh, בשביל ירוש האוילם, אפילו יש לו גימו בונו, ואיתנו מבקש בן רבי. So it's a modern svara. He said there was two sons who inherited the world. There was two sons to Adam. They fought. We don't find that they fought over the Yerush Sa'olam. Since they fought over differently, he was jealous of him. But he understood they fought over Yerush Sa'olam. My father has raised three sons, and he wants another fourth son. So I'm going to take care of business and make sure that he's not moiled. That's a pshat according to Sorosot. We have to understand Rabbi Yisai, this tremendous, this terrible thing that occurred to. So Chazal has a bikoiris on Noach. What was the bikoiris? They criticize Noach in a certain way. Rashi says, Isho Adol Vayochel. In the beginning of this parasha, Rashi starts off, Vayochel Osa Atzmoy Chulin. He made himself into Chulin. Shoyeloi Lasa Tchilu B'Netiyah Acheres. He should have gone to B'Netiyah Acheres. So the Taila, okay, so he wasn't in the Noita Tia Acheres, but because of that, the ganze story, the Maisa, Okay, we understand the taina shtickel. He should have been tiyacher. Which also we understand the taina. Meister, they're coming after a door of that surah Holocaust, worse than a Holocaust. The Holocaust, there were still remnants around. The entire world was obliterated. Noach woke up into a world, and forget, he didn't even, when he came out of the Tevi, he had to be influenced to want him to be, have Piri Virivi again. He was nervous. There was a world destruction, total, massive destruction. Nothingness. Obliviation. There's nothingness to the world. So he came out, so he planted a carrot. His job was to be, you drink a little bit, tain yain lamori lev, as the pasuk says. Give a little wine to the bitter-hearted, the ones that are suffering. So it could be that was his kavana. But Chazal called the ma'isa chulin shehoyeloi lasik tchilu b'tiyacheres. That shouldn't have been first on his mind. And because of that, he left this world of kilo. It could be, obviously he left it as a tzaddik. He said, oilam. But the ma'isa that we left with Noach is this ma'isa, the atrocity that his son did to him. So the Hovind call us sugyaza. To understand maybe a little bit, I've won in the sugya, but I want to go back to the beginning of the parasha taka. The parasha tells us that the whole world, in the beginning of the parasha, Noach is mitzvah. Mamash from the beginning, Hashem tells Vayayel Kimas Ha'orav. Hashem says, Vayayel Kimas Ha'orav. We need Nishchosik Yishkas Kol Bosses Dark Al Ha'orets. Vayayel Kimas Noach Kates Kol Bosses Bol Lefonai Kimol Otz Chomas Bnei Minim Mashchisim Es Ha'orets. I want to destroy the whole world. Make yourself a teva and go into the teva, and that teva you're going to survive and be the last survivors of the entire universe. So what was the Siba though? So pastures, the Torah tells us, Ki hishchis es kopos es derech ala oretz. Everybody was mashis the derech ala oretz. So Chazal tell us there was nus, and the type of nus, it wasn't a regular nus, it was a warped nus, behemoth, this and that. Even the behemoth was derech ala enemino. But chutz from that, the Torah tells us that wasn't the stempel. What was the core was the final cause for the destruction of the world, because of Chamas, Geza, Pele de Gezach. Even they were doing the worst Averis. But Soivishal Dovar, what was the final straw that broke the camel's back, was the Ian of Chamas, as Rashi says, Onechta was Ian of Gezel. Ian of Gezel, that needs beer gufo. What's happened with all the Averis? Well, the Gezel was the final straw that broke the camel's back. Secondly, why was it necessary? Rashi says, Harbe Revech Vatsola, why was it necessary to make a teva? Dafka teva, why was that the avenue of rescue, Derech HaTeva? Rashi already asked the Kasha, Har Bei Rav Hatzola, he wanted to build a Teva. Rashi doesn't really, he answered the Kasha, but it's a little different oifin. He could have said him other ways. He wanted to build a Teva, they should spend time, 120 years, giving a Musa Shmuz. And then maybe people would do Tshuva, but we have to understand the meaning of the Teva. And secondly, what was the whole year in the Teva, Bats Rabbi said? The whole entire year in the Teva, L'chayra, Noach was busy with one thing, feeding animals. In fact, Rashi says he had no rest. This one eats at that hour, the Medrash brings Taka. This eats another hour. He Kimad had no rest the entire year. He was just busy feeding animals, busy with animals, feeding people, animals. There's a choir you want to say as a. The Ibn Shalom created a universe, a world, and created the Adam B'Teucha or Adama, the Tachlis of the Adam in the Bria. the purpose of Adam in creation. Hashem made him l'muach l'malo. He made creation a human being with a das. Unbelievable koyach das. Was to be masik the tachlis abriya. The tachlis of a human in this world, the tachlis of a bria, is to understand that he's a nivra, that he's creation, and he has a tachlis in this world. That's the koyach hadas. In an ola oifin of ado, the tachlis is, if we go more deeper, the tachlis is that Hashem created the man in the image of God. With that das, the koyach hadas, which is made elokus das, that he should emulate God through the koyach of das, because the das is where the neshama is. That's the koyach of das to emulate Hashem. And the tachlis of the bria in the emulation of Hashem is oilam chesed yibane. Hashem created a world for the tachlis that a mensch tracht wegen yenum to do chesed, to do toiv la'achayrim. That's the creation of the bria mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and meila, the human race that's created with the das elokim, that level of das, avada their tachlis is to emulate Hashem, to be bale chasodim oilam chesed yibane. The tachlis v'yenu. The hishchis called darko al ha'oretz was there was hashchos as hadas. When a man became self-gratifying, he became only involved in his own self, his own pleasure, his own tafkid, and the das became so perverted, so crazy perverted to a darkness that are not shayich. His kids called bossa bolafanai. They're now just bossa. They're putting their bunch of meat. That's all it is. There's no das anymore. The das has become nishchas. Ki hishchos, this called bossa darak ala oretz. There was hashchos sadas. And it could be that's why it was nechtem ala gezel. The Ramban promised to stick the oimer on the gezel. Ramban says, vos epis, ki achomas hu achita yidum afursin. It's a double poshit. It's very simple. Not to take Yenim's gel, take Yenim's zar, shat, Yenim's most simple zar. A guy has a taiva, a guy has a, okay, but to go so vital, that they're so warped, that kimolo, or it's chomos from them. And Chazal was saying they weren't even stealing something that was worth something. Paul's Mishav Pruta. The das became so warped, so messed up. That taka, there was no, as the Ramban says, kimishu mitzvah muskels, elam botzerch, the novi mazi, you don't need it. It's so understandable. What shayat the yanim is yanims. So the das became so messed up, so warped. And the degree, when it hit that degree, lo nechtam, said, it was after the shayat, was that even the simplest understanding of that what's yanim, what's his is his. You have a taiva, okay, say the again control, but what's his is his. It's so posh to the das, the most simplest to the das. Till that darga, they were yoyri, they went down to such a low level that to not understand even posh the stuff that shayat yanim, which is so simple. So it was nechtam, because now they reached the darga of hashchos sadas that wasn't shaykh. The tachlis that the world now was in a state of warpedness, of such hashchosa, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to obliterate the whole massive and kilu re-educate, restart the world. Because he put Moich in a teva, and the ganze teva was for Yana, taking care of Yana. The ganze time, 24/7, 365, there was nothing but just tracting. Taking care of animals, taking care of people, tracting for Yanim. It was a re-education, the Tachlis Abriya. Oilam Chesed, that the Das, that not to focus on myself. That was the Tachlis of the whole thing, why he had to be put to a Teva and taken away in a Teva and be busy, Yoyim V'Layla, feeding and taking care of people, taking care of Yoyim V'Layla, Yishboisu. The Medrash says that's why the Medrash says of Noach before the Mal was 600, and lived another 350 years. The Malbim was 1 year. He should have been 951 at the time of his death. Maisi, because the pasuk says Sof Parashas 950. Said that year wasn't counted. There was no time. It was out of time. It was a different mitzvah in Gansu. But the Gansu year, whatever it was called, a year Noach and the children, everyone was busy in a re-education in the Bria of Das, of Tachlis HaBriya, of Tzel Malokim, of to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of Olam Ches Yibana. The Teva was a mini Olam from Olam Ches Yibana. Is a Mela, when Noach came out of the Teva, Noach was supposed to be in a state of re-education, of now starting off the world with a Yisoid of Das. Of Das, of understanding, of a Tachlis, of Olam Ches Yibana, of Yena, to go and plant the Keren, is Mamish Nishna Storas to Astama, it's Mamish Astira to the Gansi Yisoid. Because the Yisoid of the Keren is to Moitzi the Das. The Koyach of Yayin is Astira to Das. And in Meila, it's Astira to the Gansi Mahalach, of what he was supposed to be re-educated. So it wasn't just Stam Inyan. Chutz from the fact that a person, Yayin is Moshech Taiva. Right? It says, please, this Nus, Kolaroya said, Bekukula, the Gansi Yisoid was to get away from self-gratification. Yayin leads to that. That was the whole re-education. But more so, Das. Das. The Tachlis is Das. And the Tachlis that the Leoist Kelekim Yoida Sa'emes. Not to be Moitzi the Das. Zemela Soifishal Dover. And that's why it could be he was done telling that he won't be able to imam shul because that was him. Your nerve was still not supposed to re-educate, start a new Bria with this Mahalach. Because he messed up, so he was taken away from him. But it was also with a krum of svara, a krum of das from his son Chom Binoi, a krum of svara, the Gemara is off the charts. But that's the yisoid of Ulai, where there was a curious harifa, a very big criticism of Noach planting a kerem. But the kerem stands for something that's kineged, the union of das, at least the vayochel. That's not the thing you start with. You don't start. You start with other things. If you need the yain, okay, abyssal, but nisht, the erish, the zah. In the Meila, the Sevesh, although this is what happened, he was mizbaz the taka. There was a chasar in da taka, the person that the missing das, chas v'shom, there's a bizui gadol. The Rambam writes, or Chassidika brings, that it's yoyse roy for a person to run around. The Mishim the Rambam, the Ruchzim brings, but run around outside, stark naked, mamish believe anything, then to be get drunk. And what's the pshar of Yisai? Because when a person is naked, so it's a shame, it's a busha, b'zoyin in the guf. But a person is loses his das, like day drunkenness, it's a much bigger busha. It's a busha in the tzelem alokim, in the das, boy. It's a nakedness in the das. It's a much darker nakedness. That's the Kavanas Rambam about Kusa. So the Rambam, if a person is thinking of getting drunk, it's much better to take off his clothes and to go out and just streak in the street. This is the Rambam. The Rambam brings it. If you have that kavan, you want to get drunk. Rambam says just take it off instead. Take off the clothes and go out. Stagnate. You might look to his mom as like a fool, but it's much bigger foolishness than to get drunk. It's much less of a foolishness than to get drunk and to lose your das and gansin. There's a meila memida kenegin mida. He was niskala in a shame because lemaisa there was this chesaron of the arumness the das. Meila be oifin katzad his mazba a little bit this sugya rabbi. But for us it's a musa haskel rabbi say. I don't know, today, practical application, today, Rabbi Yisrael, this episode, it's a ruach for many years already, you know, that there's an Indian, especially, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have, for a young age, we're trained at a Kiddush, Baruch Hashem, by Choshva, Das Toiris, we sit by the Kiddush, with the eating pieces of kugel, with the suspenders, and say, little boy, why don't you have a little shot of whiskey? He's 11, he's 7 years old, 8 years old. No problems, parents don't know. Big Das Torah. He's for sure big. I don't know about the Das Torah, but he's big. He has so much kugel inside. And he says, you know, little boy, why don't you have a little bit of a shot, just a little shot. He's 7 or 8. Kitzur, by 16, this guy, oh boy, he drank some shots. He shot up from all those shots. But anyway, the Maisa, they train him young, as they say. But that's because, you know, you don't just have one Kiddush in, you know, in Flatbush, wherever, in Brooklyn. We don't want to get to places and places. You got 4 Kiddushes, and you got to go to each one, and what's coming done? Is Doa Mashke, and Medaf Machal Lechayim. We should say really Lamoves, Betzem, about Lechayim. But anyway, they say Lechayim, Medaf Machal Lechayim, with Yens, with Guns, with this. And Lamais Sovishul Dover, there's education for drunkenness, to get drunk, Rabbi Sai. I'm not talking about Purim, Rabbi Sai, where there's a mitzvah, we have to understand that mitzvah, Rabbi Sai. Chutz from Purim, Rabbi Sai, 364 days a year. Even Simchas Torah, I don't know where the heck that, I don't say any poisk, I never saw any poisk, but say mitzvah, the shaker, sorry, never saw anything. But chutz from the Purim, Rabbi Sai, where there's Dosh Tate, which many poiskim hold, that you shouldn't get too drunk, Ayin Be'er Locha, the Chay Odom. But chutz from that, Rabbi Sai, a musug of drunkenness, of hashkofa, of that, it's a gewaldig gezach on Friday night, to get, you know, 100 bottles of wine, of beer on the wall, or wine on the wall, and, you know, okay, Beseda, I'm not going to drink it all, I have 2 other couples coming, listen, it's not all for me, I'm going to share this load, I'm not going to take it all myself, and a guy gets wasted Friday night, mamish, wasted. Now, we're not talking about that there's a little bit of mashka, and he wants to get into the yard. It's hard for him. A person has a certain inhibitions, and he needs to get nothing wrong with taking a drink of wine, Rabbi Sai. We're talking about hashkofa, Rabbi Sai, of drunkenness, Rabbi Sai. Drunkenness, of drinking a lot of mashka. The shame mashka, because that's the in thing. That's the Friday night. You buy 4 bottles. Pee up. We all meet up at pee up. We meet up at P-Up, and we buy mashke. What else do you do at P-Up? You just buy mashke, you buy mashke. Oh, you only have 5 bottles, you have to take the new bottle. Oh, you didn't get the new bottle, get the old bottle. You go to the corner. First of all, the mice stam agar, you have to be careful. I once went to P-Up stam, I'm not saying anything, but P-Up, you have to be very careful over there. Everybody said, there are mechalei Shabbos that are offering you drinks, everybody said. And if the yayin is not mevushel, which I almost put it in my mouth, the guy said, why don't you try this one? I went to the before Purim, I went to see you. I have a good mashke for the Talmidim. What does a good Rebbe not do for his Talmidim? Everybody said, see his nefet. So I went in, I was by my beer, but went in to see, I went by, everybody said, I'm not saying anything, beer, chas v'shom. After I called one of the rabbanim, and I was going to say that, they should be careful. But in some of these places you have, you know, men and sometimes other people that are giving you mashke, but so it makes it easier to buy it when, you know. Anyway, the kids are Vasofa Shildova, the mice, they're giving you mashke, and the mice, the Mechal Shah, yesterday, without a yara, yesterday. And the mice, I looked at the bottle, it was not Mavush wine. The mice, it's Mavush Shaila, Mavush Shaila. I went over after, I called there, they're there now, it was a mistake, it was a wrong bottle, did that. It's not possible, but he said. So you start, you have to be careful, but chutz from that, but he said. Going, Lashem, you see guys walking out of the P-Up Mamish, they're walking out with bags, or 2 bags of P-Up bags, you know. That's besides what he already bought Thursday. Now, this is Friday shopping list. But anyway, the Maisa, this is the Mashka Kal. Thursday, that was the Mashka Chomer. You know, he has the scotch and the whiskey and this and that. But here's the Mashka Kal, you know, 16 bottles of wine. And he puts it on the table. You come to the one, it looks every Friday night, you come to this guy's house, it looks like Purim again. Mamash Purim, if you have put on a costume. I don't know. Ha'ibi me'ach ha'shveirosh. Anyway, the kitzah service dover, the kitzah dover, a guy gets drunk, b'soich ohaloi, and the maisa he's mevaz himself, mevaz his wife, mevaz the family. It's moyer the das. I once said to a guy, I'm not getting into the sugya, but it's good to know the sugya. It's a good sugya to go into when today it's a very common thing. We don't have to hide it anymore under the table in a bag. There's a problem with the thing, you know, what, you know, so that we have to weed it out. There's a problem out there with this thing called WEED. And the mice or whatever they call it, this, that. But every day there's a problem out there in the Jewish world. And even people that are taka learning have a problem with it. There's a big kasha, what's wrong with it, what's right with it. So I had Moshe's tshuva, or whatever, you have to understand the tshuva, or whatever, but I'm not going into all the things. But one of these stories, and this I speak about very by Rabbi Saib, that Lamaisa, this one Aver in the body, Rabbi Saib, was the most important Aver. And the marshal is always Rabbi Saib, a guy's going on a trip, and he has to get to a destination. And he obviously doesn't know. Today we have a thing called the GPS. Now if your GPS is not working, Rabbi Saib, you're a gehakta tzaris. And we're talking about you going to a, you have a long trip to go, and there's no one around. You're going through the Nevada desert. You have to get to Bingham Road in West Nevada, wherever it is. And you're coming from Connecticut, and traveling late at night. And you have no GPS, no maps. All you have is GPS. GPS is not working. Every time you press it, they tell you to go left. It's right. It's wrong. It's right. You're not going to get to the destination. Every single one of us has an unbelievable GPS. Hashem gave us a myriad of gesechel. And we have to understand what's going on in that brain. The brain is so unbelievable. The scientists even today don't understand what's going on in the brain. And how much do we use of our brain? So I just said we use so little. There's so much power in the brain. And the reason for that, Rabbi says, is that we have to go through a maze. There's a thing called life, Rabbi says. It's complicated. And in order to go through life, Hashem gave us an unbelievable gift, Rabbi says. He gave us a GPS system that is so amazing, so deep and so deep level that it has every single level. And that brain is the GPS to be able to handle this maze of life, to get through life. And so you don't have to say, you ask, but you have to know how to ask, what to ask. If that brain is not working, even for a second, you can make a decision at that time that's detrimental for your entire life. A person can make a decision and his entire life can be changed, Rabbi Yisrael. Noach made a decision and his entire life was changed for that decision. A person can make a decision at any time of his life and his mind is not working properly. Rabbi Shem Yerach, what could come out from that decision? All of a sudden a guy comes, Rabbi, I decided to leave yeshiva. Oh, when did you make that decision? Well, I was in Beis Akisei and I read an article from Professor Stanley Johnson from Harvard University, how important it is to plant wheat in Mexico. So I'm going down to Mexico. What? Huh? What happened? No, I just got this idea. I got to go. I'm on the plane to Mexico. What happened? Something wrong up there, Rabbi Say. Something wrong. And the child is that a person can make a decision in life anytime, Rabbi Say. Shem Yirah, drunk driving. Shem Yirah, it's over. A decision to take a pill. To say, if a person at any stage of life wants to make a again, a person drinks a little bit, it's inhibition, but when he starts playing with his seichel, when the seichel becomes deadened, when the seichel becomes a little bit, affected by thinking about that, Hashem, what's the guy that's suicide? The brain is chayim. The brain is the thing that's supposed to be chayim. That's where the moir, that's where the sham is. That's where the koichas are, that's where the understanding, and how to do. You're playing with chayim. That's why I say, Shei La Moves, a new thing of us we're making. Lamoves! Anybody? No one's. Anyway, I have to sing that song. How's it going? Lamoves! The kids are. But anyway, a guy's taking away his das. The boy says, a guy enjoys a drink. He wants to get a little. At least loosen up. Devalued, the boy said. Of a drunk. To go to that diagram, but he said, Noach, Hashem Yerachim. And that's the story, but Hashem created us with Das. The Mokom HaMoyach it has to be level-headed. It has to be working takin at all times, but he said, you can make a terrible, you could say something stupid. I've heard it, I've had stories, but he said, a guy, I was once in Nei Yisrael, I was learning Nei Yisrael, a guy comes in to Nei Yisrael, Beis Medrash, Beinus Dharma, I was learning there, and Lamaisa, the guy comes in, I need three people right away. What's wrong? I was a bocher, I was 17, I have to matinet. Matinet was 7, 18, 9, whatever. I do a bocher. What's wrong? He came from Washington, I know, he drove in quickly. Please get three people. Okay, I don't know all the halachas, I'm just a young bocher. I didn't even learn myself during dorm. What do you want? Because it will get three people. The Rav told me to get three people, come down. What happened? He got bekas. It was also another sugi of losing your das. He got bekas. He said to his wife, I will never have any hanor from you. I don't have any hanor. I'm making a neder. He swore, or maybe he was under the influence of who knows what. And he had the Rav said he has to go matter the neder. So much, so vital, the boys. The guy came in, the imam would sit to me because the Rav said he don't have it. He can't go home. He can't eat. He can't anything. So much shoulder, boys. He lost his mind. His marbles. Kaz could do that also, boys. And when a person goes with the kavona, premeditated, to pee up the dust this Friday night, and next Friday night, the Friday night, I'm going to drink 6 cups by my house, and I'll go over to my friend's house, drink another 6 cups, and somebody, I'll be in the park at 3 in the morning, staring in the sky. Somebody will see me, a beautiful Avreya, just looking in the sky. So bespoinous. It's 3 in the morning. He's looking in the sky. He sees stars. Beautiful stars. He's trying to fill out the Milky Way. And anyway, it's 3 in the morning. Next thing you know, he wakes up 11 in the day. His wife's upset. He messes up his whole day. Why? He lost his marbles. You see, you look at a guy jumping around. He lost his marbles. He said, ah, crazy guy. And if you lose your marbles for 2 minutes, the boy said, so if the Rambam, take it off. Strip. Go out. Next time you think about it, don't ask. Look at the Aruch HaZadikim. Go out. Hey, if you have a das, before you go to pee up, Rabbi Sai, get, things to, before you go to pee up, get ready. Before you go to pee up, you have a big sign. Anybody who's here for das tonight, drink 6 bottles. Instead, we want to see you tonight down Paran with nothing on. We want to see you running down Paran. A parole, like it says. They were parole. The kids, you want him running down Paran naked. That's what the Rambam said. Don't ask me. The Rambam says that's what you should do. If you have das toy from the Rambam, if you haven't das to get married, the Rambam says, down Paran. No shoes either of us. Shoes doesn't look so nice. No shoes. All. Everything off. That's better. That's better. Why? Because you mevaza the hilik moyach, you mevaza the hilik moyach. It's a sugi, Rabbi Yisrael, very stark, Rabbi Yisrael, for us, for our children, for generations. Don't get into the mistake, Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, it's geshmak and arve. Have a drink, geshmak, l'chaim, especially arak, whatever you want to do. Even though it tastes like who knows what, and you hate it anyway, you want to be whatever it is. So geshmak. Make that face before Meridik, whatever it is, but you have a good, it's a better scotch, it's much smooth. I still am trying to figure out how earth could be smooth, but smoother. Okay, good, you like it. I'm not getting into that thing. You like a nice wine? Givaldi, Rabbi Yisrael. Oh, but abyssal, don't affect the moyach, Rabbi Yisrael. It's an effect on your ganze metzias, your chayim, Rabbi Yisrael. And no one wants to play around with their life. No one wants to say something wrong. Say something wrong to your wife. Say something wrong to your kid. Can it be forever, Rabbi Yisrael, in effect? Noach lost it, Rabbi Yisrael. Vayishka, says Chazal, he got drunk. Shem Yirachem, no children, nothing. Who knows what could have come out of the future children of those Noach. But so Yisrael Dov, he got drunk and he lost it, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a mirror to come to Haskel. Kol Aroya, Soita, Pekukule, Yazir, Atzvoy, Menayayin. Chazal say you see a kilkul that happens. Okay, maybe it was ravioli. Come on, well, maybe she ate too much ravioli. Yaza atzman ayayin. We have to understand it. We have to know it. We have to preach it. We have to work on it. To eradicate it from Klal Yisrael. This machla of getting drunk on a regular Friday night. There's Rosh Shiva told me the regular Friday night. He was going out for a spatzir with his wife. Bachrin from you. I don't want to say what you see walking down. Shtoilulus, looking like Bowery bums. They're walking the street, yelling and screaming 3 in the morning. Like, who knows, shenanigans, hooligans from who knows where. And they're walking in the streets Friday night in Yerushalayim, yelling and screaming, saying who knows what, but acting like fools. Take off their clothes, I'm going to say next time. Let them go naked. That'll be better. Be a fool, a stupid fool, to go around and get drunk like an idiot. And I'm not saying a guy has issues and he has to, okay, go to a psychologist. But don't get drunk, Rabbi. It doesn't help. Just for a second. I'm not telling us here. We're the Choshev Yidin. We have to preach it to the oil of the Bachrim. The Choshev Bachrim. They feel, one night a week, I got to lose it. I got to take away my mind. I got to lose the brain. So you tell them next time, I have a better idea. You can leave your clothes in the bathroom. We'll be waiting when you get back. See you down Paran. But anyway, Rabbi Yisai, this is the Yisoid. We have to realize the Tachas Abriya is Das. We have to work with our Das, understand Das, get a Chlorid Das, get an Emes Das. And through that, we'll know the Yibbeinu Shalom, we'll understand the Yibbeinu Shalom, we'll understand what he wants from us. And deserve to be kind of his Rotzoin and our Tach to this world, we deserve Mashiach's Kenim. Amen.